The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
Everyone, welcome to What's It Like, my sensible podcast for sensible people. My name is Lee Kyle. I'm a stand-up comedian. I have got a show out on YouTube called Disco Twix, which, you know what, it's free, it's a four camera shoot, so it looks proper, and people have been really nice about it, so go and watch that. It's proper woke like. Oh, I tell you what, done some clips on TikTok and I'm getting called a woke lefty a lot. So if that's your sort of thing, but aggressively so, watch my show Disco Twix. Honestly, no one's told us they hate it yet, and lots of people have told us the opposite, which is nice because I loathe myself. Welcome to my podcast, What's It Like, where I ask people about things, but specific things about their life. So maybe I would have a milkman on, right? But I wouldn't necessarily go, oh, what's it like being a new Paul? I would specifically talk about milkman, and even though I'm sure this milkman would have lots of different facets of his or her life, right? So, but I wouldn't want, I'd be like, I don't want to know about your kids, Paul. Tell us about the dairy. That's what I'm saying, right? I've got a guest today. It's Elaine Robertson, who we'll chat to in a minute. Elaine, I know her, you know what I mean? I do know her. So we're going to be talking to her about one specific aspect of hers, and then we'll have some bonus content at patreon.com/feltnout. If you join up on there, we'll be talking to Elaine a little bit more. And you would have got this a week ago. You know what I mean? You've got this earlier and loads of other stuff. Oh, podcasts from the cream of Northeast comedy and video on demand and gig tickets. And sometimes we do quizzes and prize draws and loads of stuff. And your money goes back to supporting the precious culture of the Northeast of England. So if you want good stuff here, can I have some? Look, can I have some, please? Can we? I'll go on. Oh, you're loaded, man, you. Unless you're not, in which case you keep it. But if you are, can we have it? Thank you! Hi, Elaine. I'm not very good at intros.
Hi, Elaine. You all right? Do you know what I realised? I didn't even know what this podcast was. And you're like, do you want to come and chat to us?
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, I'll come for sure.
I'll have a bit of a chat.
Milkmanning sounds like milk and men.
Have you ever milked a man? That's what we're talking about.
I'm actually that milkman. I'm Paul.
Hello, Paul. How's the kids? And we don't want to know.
I love to milk men. Mm-hmm.
And would you believe
Paul's my dad's name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, why did you think of that immediately after milking men?
Because that's...
Your dad will have been milked.
He might have been milked.
At some point.
Wait, is milk jizzing? I just want to make sure we're
sorry,
on the same...
Sorry, was the euphemism too subtle for
I
you?
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I think we know that it was, Elaine,
okay,
and
good.
I'm not happy about it because this is me sensible. I've got other podcasts, like Vienna Podcast, which I do with my son, which is meant to be about pop music, but it's honestly horrible.
See, that's got Vienna in it, so that sounds more posh.
Yeah, doesn't it? It's not it's horrible. Not. Like, some bits of it the day I recorded, I was ashamed of them.
Yeah.
And me.
That's horrible.
Whereas this one's my classy one, which is why I've asked you, Elaine.
I'm classy.
Well, that's the thing. So, Elaine, I know you as a... I'm going to go world-class TV stand-up comedian. Would you agree?
I struggled. I don't remember doing that set. Not because I'm, like, cool and was on drugs or anything. I just was so nervous.
A panicky lady. You look quite slick.
I had to be slapped. Oh. Before I went on, the tech guy made us
a man
hand,
slapped you
like as if I know I didn't even have to pay him as if like I, like you know if you're playing slapsies. Yeah, he's like put your hands like that and then he slapped both of them to stop us from shaking.
That's nice in a way, or unless he just wanted to hit a girl, but if
he
it
seemed
helped,
like it.
Yeah. So your I must say I saw some of that clip and I was like, you seem like you belonged on there. You seem like quite telegenic and slick.
Oh, thank you.
Because I've seen you at a lot of gigs and you're funny, but you're a mess.
Oh, I'm a hot mess.
A rambly mess.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, look at her. She's learned her lines.
I did.
And I also saw another clip of you recently on TikTok, which was at a gig I was at the International Women's Gala. We raised 8 grand.
It wasn't
well done,
for
Lily.
You.
No, it wasn't for me, but I didn't realise that you'd flashed your knickers right at the end of your set.
How did you not? I was going to say, like, because when you said that the other day that you didn't realise, I was like, how did you not realise, like, you booked that gig? But then I guess you weren't, it was very quick.
Yeah.
But the thing was, what I did about, this is why I love comedy, right? Because I was like, oh, I was flashing Anne Jacquemson me knickers, like, across the wings, and then I was like, oh, that would be quite a funny way to like finish a set for National Women's Day. I'll be like, oh, Happy Women's Day, flashy knickers. Then I was like, I brought my youth program, so I should probably check like my knickers aren't like see-through or like stuck up.
Just,
me fanny,
just get your clout out.
So I was like, oh, I'll go to the toilet first, and then I was like, just checking my knickers, and I was like, I love stand-up, because like I didn't think that this was, you know, this wasn't planned.
We're gonna have to give some context on youth group there.
Yes, yeah. So I run a youth programme.
And you brought some of them along because they're interested in the world of stand-up comedy.
Yes, yeah. They're very good at it. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're good. They're very, like, they tell good stories. They're very confident. Yeah, and they're good. They're good kids.
Would you say they're the future?
Yeah, they're the future.
I used to be the future once.
When?
I didn't really. I just remember
in
that.
Black and white times.
All right. This is the.
I'm not usually that nasty.
Well, you are, but this is a lot of this is your. I want to say breeding, right? Because this is what we're going to get onto, right?
All right.
It's probably a defense mechanism, isn't it, Anya? You're not Anya. You're that other one. Fuck it. What's the difference? Blonde, mouthy, northern female comics. Yeah, I can't tell the fucking difference. So you're Elaine. You are from Concert, which
yes.
is a bit rough. Right?
It is.
In part. I will say, if you're judging it on towns in that region, it's nicer than Stanley on the whole Concert in County Durham. But it's not as people outside of this region would picture County Durham. They would view it by Durham, and the rest of it's not like that.
Yeah, like, it was funny when you said that the other day when you were comparing that gig we did in Wickham, and you were saying about, like, villages in County Durham, and everyone thinks County Durham is, like, a beautiful, frolicking in fields, like, yeah. Nature history place. And I guess I've never had that association with it.
Because I've lived it. And it's actually just pit villages, isn't it? And really kind of rough towns.
Yeah, yeah.
But you broke out of that, Maya, and ascended to the heights of, and this is what we're going to focus in on this, Elaine. The heights of Oxford University, no less.
Yes.
The hallowed halls.
I am an intellectual.
Now, for those who didn't know what we were cook, there's no way in the chat we've had so far that you thought the twist was going to be that Elaine is an intellectual.
Or an intellect.
Will you tell me you're the intellect or intellectual?
I think one's a verb and one's a noun.
Already impressed.
Yeah. See, like that was on the admissions interview. Is this a verb or a noun?
I'll be honest, Elaine. Like, I'm quite good with words. It's my stock in trade. But if you were to ask me now what the difference was between a verb and a noun, I've never known. Even, like, you could tell me now and it would go straight out and I would know how to use them. But if you went, is that a noun or a verb? I'd go, I don't know.
I think a verb is, like, running.
Don't bother telling us. I've already
or
forgotten.
Talking.
I've already forgotten.
Or high jumping.
High jumping. Or going.
Or Gannon.
Oxford University.
Oh, bringing it back.
Yeah, man. So before we even get into Oxford, right?
Yeah.
Before we even get into Oxford. Were you, because you went on an art thing, so it's not the same as cleverness, right? But you must have been fairly bright,
yeah.
Right? Were you noticeably the cleverest kid in your school?
No, I was a dipshit.
You can't have been, though.
No, so, like, growing up, I'm, like, creative, clever, but, like, everyone always said I, like, didn't have any common sense. Like, my family and stuff were always, like, called us, like, dippy and dizzy and say I've got no common sense and stuff. And then, like, at school, I was in top set for some things. But, like, I wasn't allowed to do art.
You weren't allowed to do art?
No, which is jokes. So, right, so here's the tea about Concert, right? So when I was there, the school I was at changed name, like, 3 times. And it went, like, more vocational because it was a bit raj, but not like that raj. So, like, they changed it to, like, BTECs and stuff. So, like, I couldn't do GCSE art. They were like, you have to do BTEC. And I was like, oh, I want to do GCSE, because it would take like fucking four options. Oh, sorry, am I allowed to swear?
See what you like, mate.
Thank you. Boom.
What?
What? So it would like take like, so I only did like BTEC art and like two other GCSEs or something, because it took up everything. And like my art teacher was like, I'm not allowed to teach you anything because it's BTEC and like that. And but this other lass, who's one of the bonnie blonde lasses from Shotley Bridge.
So oh, I'm the famous quite, bonnie blonde lasses of Shotley Bridge.
So I'm from like, so I grew up around fairies, which is like a posh.
Hang on, you grew up around fairies?
Fairways.
Okay.
So it's like near the golf course and that. So it's nice where I live. But like there was like a sort of group of like taller blonde people, Aryan people, right, who got to do like, they like in science, they all sat in the front row, and like our science teacher was like, you sit in the front row, you's in the back, just sit and like lick the Bunsen burner or something. But anyway, this one lass got to do GCSE art, and it was just her doing it.
So how do you then get from this to, when was the first time anybody went, I think it's Oxford for you,
there's
Elaine.
A crucial gap here, right? Because I don't know if I told you this. So after I went to Concert Academy, I went to Durham Johnson School, which is like, it's a state school, but it's quite posh. And basically, like, I went on an open day to them and saw they had a really good art department, like amazing portraits and everything. I was like, fuck, yes, I want to go here. Nice. This looks amazing. So I applied to go there, and then they were like, no, you're outside of our catchment area. Because it's so annoying, because it's such an amazing school. Like, it's got all this amazing, like, resources and, like, loads of money in it, but it's also, like, in the poshest catchment of Durham.
Because
where, like,
of course.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, yeah, they're, like, surely they can all afford to go. So, yeah, so I went, I applied, and then I didn't get in, and then I wrote them, like, a letter being like, oh, please, I'm just a little lass from Concert. Please teach us how to paint good and proper.
I want to get to the big smoke.
I want to get the big smoke. But, like, so, yeah, so then they were like, all right, fine. So I went there, but I really hated it, like, because it started at 8:30 in the morning, and getting the bus, I had to, like, leave my house at 5:00. And then it was grim. And then I'd have to take, like, an art portfolio or something. And it was like, it wasn't like a very direct bus. So I was like raggedy as by the time I got there.
Yeah, the buses of that part of Durham are terrible.
It's shit.
It wants to, I mean, quite recently it took me 4 hours to get from Sunderland to Stanley.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
It's ridiculous, yeah. So like, yeah, so I didn't really like, it's weird. I really didn't fit in there, which doesn't make any sense because there's loads of like posh people. But like, yeah, I loved the art department. I really loved like the art teacher. But basically, anyway, loop back. I did really well because I didn't have any friends.
Oh, that's what made me fail.
Yeah, oh, really?
It's not about me. So you didn't have friends in the art department then?
No, I didn't have really any friends at Durham Johnson. I had a few. So Becca Davis.
Hello,
absolute
Becca.
Absolute dickhead, right?
Fuck
so
off,
she
Becca.
Come from Concert with us to go. And then, like, she used to just, like, not go in, really, because she didn't like it. So she was, like, my only pal from Concert. And I made a few friends, but I think, like, I was quite, like, a weird, like, depressed child, like, at the time. I had a weird... Well, I wasn't a child. I was like, how old are you when you're doing A-levels? But I also had this, like, knacker boyfriend and everything. So it was just, like...
Holding
it wasn't,
your back.
Yeah, it just, like, it won, like, top Elaine years.
Yeah, you didn't have that thing, which I think I appreciate this way, like, it's a difficult thing that's when you're going to university and you're going to college, when you're, like, at the worst time of a lot of people's lives, when you're figuring stuff out and you're a mess.
Yeah.
And then, like, people have this idea of college or university as this wild, fun time, but for a lot of people, it's just a bit like, oh, God, I'm not right here. I don't think I spoke to many people at all in my time in college, see? I wasn't capable of it yet.
Yeah.
You know?
It took me ages to pick up. Like, I was so different. Like, this is when, like, people who know us from Concert and that are like, why are you doing stand-up? Because I was such a quiet... Like, we've chatted about this before. Like, I was just such a, like... I was, like, the quietest one out of, like, the girls and everything. And, yeah. So, I got, like, I got 2 A-stars and an A from there.
Was it expected?
No. Like... They thought I was going to fail. So, like, art was the only one. So I had to drop English literature because I didn't do very good at that. I've got dyslexia.
Okay.
But they didn't know it at the time. They were like, oh, I think you're dyslexic, but then nothing really happened about it. So like when, you know, when you have to handwrite for an exam,
yeah,
I'd like miss out the middle of the words. And so they were like, a D.
We can't do this.
Like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, and I think I was meant to get D's
and then you went to Oxford, and apparently you did. So let's
amazing segue.
No, so it was almost like, because to me, I can understand in a lot of subjects, like if you're doing maths, they can go, well, she's not going to succeed. But surely they could have, I'm very ignorant to the artistic process, really, but surely they could have looked at what you could do as art and went, she's really good at art.
Oh, I was top of my class in art. Like, I was like, because I hadn't done proper portraiture before, but like, you know, when you just like, it came really easy to us. And I was just like, oh yeah, I'm meant at this.
So did you ever have to learn to draw? Were you just good at it?
I was already good at it, but then I learned lots of technical stuff from stuff.
Because I've always wanted to be able to paint, and I've tried at it, and I have no natural aptitude. Yeah. And it fascinates me that people can put their brush to it and make it look like a thing. Because I could have a thing and go, oh, we'll draw this shape. Well, that's not the shape. I used to get in trouble at school for being bad at art. And you think, well, I can't do art.
But that's
teach
stupid,
me
though.
Art.
That's stupid because that's like, I mean, a lot of it's like, you know, down to like the resources and stuff that school have in the stupid Tory way that like you have to teach art now and everything. But like, yeah, it doesn't, that doesn't make you bad at art. Like my friend who I live with is like a professional artist, and he's like an amazing painter but can't draw for shit. Like I absolutely like some, like when he's drawing people out, like, do you want to draw that figure for you, Michael?
Professional artist Michael.
It's not very good.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't, yeah,
but it does strike me as a mad thing to get in trouble for.
Yeah,
the idea that your art's bad.
Yeah,
you know,
especially because like you're a comedian, like your art wouldn't have been bad. Like you might have not been good at drawing, but
I certainly and also a lot of it was that I lost a lot of confidence because you're told that it's shit.
Yeah.
So why am I then going to go, oh, well, I'll take a risk and try to do something else? It would be like, I really want to try and make this look like a tree and I can't.
Yeah, and it's like, know? It's all like the kids who like, well, not all of them, but like some of the kids who come to our youth program, because like we're at like an art gallery and stuff. Like we do loads of art with them. And lots of them, and like some of the ones who do stand-up as well, like don't do well at school, and some of them be like kicked out at school, but like they're amazing at art. Because it's just like a different way.
But it's not valued to their schools.
Exactly, yeah, it's not valued.
So, when you go to Oxford, I believe you have to have some sort of entrance exam or interview or both.
Yeah.
Was it, first off, when you first walked into Oxford, how mad is that? Like, what are you thinking when you first
went in? Like, when I got in?
No, before that, when you first visited even.
So, like, yeah, so like when I got my A-level results, I was so when I got my A-level results, I was so surprised that I remember being like, my dad like, oh, lol, I can apply to Oxford, and then I was like, oh fuck yeah, I'm gonna apply to Oxford.
Yeah, because where you're from and your outlook, the original thing would be like, obviously I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, yeah, obviously, like obviously I couldn't get in. I was like, but and my dad was like, oh yeah, we'll have like a day trip of it. So like all the other open days I went to on my own. But my dad was like, yeah, I'm coming to Oxford, I wanna look around. And we got there and we're like, this is insane. And also like the first thing, so Oxford is like sort of like Cambridge and I think Durham as well, where they don't just have like the departments, like the art departments, yeah, but they've got like colleges. Which, not like Newcastle College, it's it's an old,
as
like,
in when you watch
castle.
University Challenge and it's like King's College Oxford, you go, what have they even got there? What is all of this
Yeah,
stuff?
What is it? Probably a lake. So like, yeah, so you had to, so I couldn't even get my head around that, so I didn't understand what I was looking at when I was there. So, but yeah, no, it was mad. And just, like, I'd met posh people before, like at Durham, but I remember being like, oh, if I get, like, you know, at that point, I didn't even think if I got in. I was just like, lol, lol, lol,
this is a stupid day to be having.
What a stupid day out. Like, this
did
was
you,
fun.
Did you in any way, because if there's not that pressure on you, but you don't think it's even real, did you, because a lot of people where we're from can shrink under the pressure of poshness, right? So they're doing these interviews with you and these, was there any point where you felt like, I'm small here? This is like, I'm not being what I need to be.
Well, I don't think I ever felt small because I think even though I was quieter there than I am now, I think I still had a good bit of like, I definitely had confidence in like my artwork.
That's good.
So I didn't feel small. I definitely knew I was out of place because like I remember like waiting to go in. So the we can talk about like how the sort of admissions work and everything, because there was a few different tests and stuff, but like for the general interview I was like sat with me painting, and I remember this last being like, ooh, my dad's the, or my father's the ambassador for Sweden. she was like what does your father do? She was obviously just giving it this to like put people off.
Yeah,
she didn't get in. All of the gobby shouts didn't get in.
And I bet you it didn't affect the quality of her life though, unfortunately.
Yeah, she's probably
fine. She
moved
to Tromso. That's yeah. Norway, but whatever.
She's all right. She's on a startup or something, whatever. Yeah, I still fine. Don't know what that is. But yeah.
That's interesting. Do you think then, with her not getting in, do you think, and I don't want to say you are like a sort of almost a pick to go, we need some from the north, but how much, if any, do you think that was part of it? Or do you think you were in despite that?
I do think it's a massive part of it. I think especially like on the art department, because art just generally attracts more like left-leaning and like more liberal people. So I think the art department at Oxford was a lot more aware of like Oxford's like colonial, like anti, like basically anti-posh white boy rhetoric and things, and like the institution of it is that. So they were probably even more keen to have us. But I think you're right in that, because I was so lucky that I didn't have, like, the pressure of my mum and dad. And, like, I had no idea what Oxford was, so I didn't, like, you know, so many of the people I went with and, like, my ex-boyfriend who went to, like, Cambridge and then Oxford and then back to Cambridge again, like, his like, dad and granddad went to Oxford. And it's, like, it's just expected.
You imagine the pressure of that. Like, obviously, in some ways, let's be honest, even with that pressure I expected, their life is easier than people from where from, but it's a different type of pressure, isn't it? I would not... Like, I went to Sunderland University, and even then, only very briefly, and my parents, that was almost... I say parents, I don't know my dad, but that's almost unimaginable for my mother. Like, it wasn't... Yeah. Nobody did that, and then she didn't see the point. Like, when I left and got a job in Morrison, she said, thank God for that, you're not wasting your time anymore. You know, really, like, it's just a different outlook, isn't it? Like, there would have been no pressure for me to go to university. There was no, if anything, there was almost no point in me going to university as far as I could see.
It can be like, it can tip between like those two things. And I think, like, it was very, like, it was really, really expensive there. Like, that was really difficult.
Did anyone else notice?
Yeah, they did. And like, there was like, lots of the colleges had sort of like bursaries and grants and stuff to help people, but like I didn't tip into that. So, and it was like, the actual, this is the thing as well, there's differences in the different colleges depending, like they're different prices. So, because I just picked the first one I went to, it was also the most fucking expensive.
Oh,
and I didn't realise, but like...
Because you don't have that knowledge.
Because I don't have that knowledge,
some people go to schools where they're trained to go to Oxford. You don't go to that school. You don't know these things.
And it's on top of like the, you're going to Oxford. On top of that is that you're going to Oxford and you have to go to New College. Like you have to apply to like the one that mummy and daddy went to, which is just insane because it's like, it doesn't like, and it's just where you live.
And it doesn't breed those people going to university. It's not because they're the cleverest. It sort of ruins sort of the idea of what Oxford is supposed to be, but probably isn't really for.
Oh, I've met some right fucking idiots. Like, I think when people always ask us about Oxford and like, you know, like, oh, you must have had like a bad, like I had a really nice time there, but, oh wait, I've lost my train of thought then, because I was thinking when, idiots, yeah. Like, it's like, I always say, like, you get dickheads everywhere. And it's like, there was dickheads in Oxford who were dickheads because of the privilege they had. But no more dickheads than there was. And the thing that's different between Oxford and Durham Johnson was that at least Oxford have, like, clever, like, clever posh people. So, like, they all, like, at least they were vetted before they were presented to us.
They're not just here, some wealthy pricks.
Yeah. They had, like, they all had something, like, a bit extra about them, and it wasn't, that's what was quite an interesting thing. It's like, oh, like not just like, oh, you know, I'm really good at maths, but I'm really good at maths and I have the Nobel Peace Prize, like, you know what I mean.
They're genuinely good at maths. They're not good, like, at sums, they're good at maths.
Yeah.
They invented some maths.
Yeah, they invented the number three.
So do you think, you were saying how you weren't confident as a person before, they were very shy. And you now, I know we all have our issues, but you are broadly, I would say, at least outwardly, a confident person. Do you think a lot of that is because you went there with people who, in their schooling, were trained in confidence in a way that we're not.
Oh, yeah. That's like, that's why I think, like, that's why I think it's so good when I try, this is why something I do is so good, but I think why stand-up comedy is such a good thing, like, especially for, like, those girls from, like, the youth program and stuff, is, like, so many kids are, like, taught in, like, how to be, like, polite and everything, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're polite. But, like, you know when you're at home and you're having a conversation with everyone, but everyone's talking at the same time, but it also somehow works?
Yeah.
Like, that would never happen there. There's, like, it's weird. Mm-hmm. I learned, like, a sort of role in conversation, being like, oh, you've got to make the small talk first. It'd be interesting to try to, like, write it down or, like, draw how it works.
Yeah.
But there's definitely, like, a formula to it that I think is, like, yeah.
Whereas it's certainly helped me out. In stand-up comedy green rooms, like, and I know this is, like, in a lot, but there's a lot of talking over each other, and some people I know hate that. I really like it, but I can understand it's not how conversations should be.
But no, because I think it's, like, it's just if it's putting, like, the value on posh conversation rather than, like, it's just conversation can have different ways of going. Yeah, sometimes it's annoying if you can't, like, I love, like, my girlfriends from concert, but I'm, like, you know, I could be, like, sat there being, like, I'm literally pregnant and we've been talking about so-and-so's, like, highlights, but all at the same time for, like, an hour.
Yeah,
like, no, when am I going to get my bit in?
Yeah, and when I tell you, you might not be listening.
Yeah, you definitely won't be listening. You'll be like, where's my fucking brownie? Like, where's my spoons pudding? Yeah. It's, like, the app shit. Like,
but though, when you had, so you've still got friends from home, right?
Yeah.
Did that affect things at all? Did you seem, obviously you will have had a slightly different outlook to them. Did you seem a different person, do you think, to them when you came back?
I think, I think they noticed, like, the confidence getting better in us.
That's a positive.
Which is good. And then I think, I'm trying to think back, maybe it's, like, with some of, like, my family and stuff, like, when I learned about, so, like, when I was, so, do you know what's mad, like, stuff like this? Like, I didn't even know what, like, left wing and right wing meant until, like, I went to uni. Which is, like, it's not mad that people don't know that. What's mad is that, like, it's not taught in schools.
It's assumed that, well, you'll pick that up in life.
Or it's assumed you'll pick it up in life. Like, or, like, I didn't know what, like, what the word misogyny meant until I went to uni. So then, like, obviously you learn stuff like this and I'm like, oh my God, the world's fucked. So I was probably an absolute gobshite about it for, like, ages.
Yeah, like, and you've, like, learned new things that you don't even know in your little world for a bit. You've got to almost have that, someone's got to take the piss out of you for that to get that.
Exactly, yeah. So I think, like, learning stuff like that was really good. And yeah, I think I was super lucky because I learned, like, so I've got a good mix of conversation stuff from concert, but like, oh, I know how to charm a boardroom. Whatever that means.
Yeah, you and your boardroom charm.
I fucking love boardrooms.
You're known for boardroom charm throughout the North East.
I know, boardroom chat. You so get any?
It does sound, though, that actually, like, on the contrary to what people might think, that you managed to fit in better at Oxford than the school that got you to Oxford.
Massively, yeah. I completely, like, come into my own. And I think that's not as much the school, but, like, growing up, like, in a town,
a small,
like, concert, like,
town,
a small
yeah.
town. It's, like, you don't have, like, the sort of, like, the same opportunities. There's, like, a lot of love there and a lot of family and friendship and stuff like that, but it can also be super
stifling.
That's the word, yeah. It can be super stifling and kind of, like, scary, because it's like, if I fall out with these people, I have nothing.
Yeah,
and you can't see, like, the world outside of there, whereas, like, yeah, going and, like, meeting new people was so good. Because, like, when I was at concert, like, I was, like, the quiet, weird one. But then I'd started at Oxford and everyone's like, oh, my God, she's really scary. And I was like, oh, my God, they think I'm scary.
She's
bolshy.
I'm from the North.
Yeah, and, like, oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. Yeah.
So it's sort of really transformed. That's really, because I do think a lot of people, like I said, would think the exact opposite. You'd go there and go, oh, I'm just a wee lass from the North. Cause it's suddenly Scottish, but without being able to do the accent.
It's like you're literally from the North.
I'm from Orkney. Like, but actually, it seems like, I don't want to use a butterfly analogy, but sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's nice.
So how long were you there?
3 years.
3 years.
Scraping the barrel with questions now.
No, because what I'm wondering there is, like, you, obviously you're at Oxford, right?
Yeah.
Eventually you're not in Oxford, because that's how time works.
And then you're in the Metro Centre.
Is that what? So how do you? Why do you come back here? Was it just where else are you going
to
go?
Because I was skint because it was so expensive. So I had to come home with all of my lovely paintings.
So, have you been here since?
Yes.
Are you sad about that?
No. I really like it here. Like, when I first come back and... Oh, yeah, I was talking with my hand over my mouth there. Like, when I think after spending 3 years there, it made us really, you know, like, grass is greener sort of thing. Like, when I was there, I was like, oh, my God, the Northeast is amazing because I don't have to fucking live in concert with my mum and dad's. Like, God love them, but, like... With that, like, added independence, it's like, oh, yeah, I can see where I'm at in a whole new different light. Now I'm coming back to it like a woman, like an adult woman. Like, now I'm coming back.
A butterfly woman.
A butterfly, yeah. Oh, that's why I give you funny... I thought you meant, like, the butterfly effect, like, one thing happens that leads to another.
No, I didn't mean that, mate.
You meant I turned into...
You're right, you are lucky you're good at art, because you would not have got in on an English scholarship.
I looked at you so blankly there. But yeah, it's kind of...
So, where are you with art now?
So, like, I don't do me painting and stuff as much, because when I was there, I was more like a portrait artist or a figurative artist. But when I was... Because, do you know how I, like, got into stand-up?
No, I don't think I do.
So I got into it while I was in Oxford. I was in the Oxford Review, so I remember going to see, like, one of the... So I used to do, like, more drama stuff, like, when I was in concert, like, Amdram was my life. I loved a panto, I loved the musicals, I lived for it, like, it was the best thing ever. And then when I went to Oxford, I was like, oh, I'm going to join the musicals and stuff there, but I wasn't good enough, so I didn't really get into much. But then I got into this play and got to go to Fringe, and I did have to pay, and it was really expensive. I had to sell crisps at the... No, I didn't sell crisps. I gave out crisps in, like, a very feisty purple octopus costume for this play.
You've spent a lot of your adult life in costumes, costumes.
I know I have. I think that's why they were like, oh, she'll do it, because she doesn't mind dressing up. But, yeah. So when I was there, I saw lots of stand-up. Like, because I'd only really seen stand-up on the telly, because I used to hate going to the stand because it made us nervous. I used to go with my ex-boyfriend. I was like, nah, don't want to go.
Why? Because I feel nervous watching things in crowds in general. Is that...
It was just like, just imagining putting yourself through that. I couldn't imagine why anyone would want to do stand-up. And then I did, yeah. But then there was something about seeing it, I think, again, that's like the confidence of not being where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing it somewhere else. Like, and seeing sort of, like, more, like, lasses do it as well. And see more people do it and not do, like, amazing or not doing in, like, a massive room. I was like, oh, I'm funnier than these dickheads. Like,
some of these are shit. What I love is that I thought you were going to be inspired by seeing loads of people do it in small rooms and go, and some of them are much shitter than I'd be.
These people are
fucking rubbish.
I was like, these are shit. And I was like, and if I do, basically, I fancied this lass that I went to... The classic, like, go to Fringe, realise I'm bi while I'm at uni. But, like, I really fancied this lass and I wanted to see her again.
Oxford University, you liberal hotbed of lesbianism.
I know. And I wanted to go back again, but I was like, oh, I've not got a play to go back with this time. So I was like, I'll try out for the Review because I think I'd be funny enough.
Yeah.
Or definitely funnier than these knackers. And then I got on. That's where... So I was really lucky
that... So you were in the Oxford Review? Like, yeah. Stephen Fry?
I'm exactly like Stephen Fry, yeah.
Like Stephen Fry. I've always thought that. Went to Oxford, turned gay, joined the Review.
That's me. Yeah, Stephen Fry doesn't know words either, does he?
Nah, he's rubbish, Stephen
Fry. He's rubbish, man.
He's lucky he was good at portraits.
Yeah, I know.
Do you paint at all now?
Not really, no.
Are you sad about that?
Nah. I know I'm, like, preaching to the choir, but I just really love stand-up.
That's
and so,
nice.
Like, I think for a while I was like, oh, I miss doing painting because I feel like I should be doing it because, like, I went to uni and that but to do it. But then I was like, but actually while I was at uni I also did stand-up. And it's like, I don't know, I think, like... So I do, me and my housemate do like a portrait a year, no matter what.
Just because you
feel
you should.
Just because it would be funny, wouldn't it? Just have like, I don't know, he's probably going to die young, but his lifestyle.
Artists do die young if they keep at it.
They do. Like, I got a text off him last night and it was like, it was four different messages, and it just said, "Help me, I'm drowning." And he went to get the, he's so dramatic, he went to get the a taxi from Central Station at Gateshead and ended up in Burnham Field and was just sat in the cricket pitch, and he was like, "I don't know how this got here." So basically that's why
I can't possibly move from here myself.
Yeah, I can't. I was like, "Oh my God, what did you do?" He's like, "Call the taxi."
I'm in the arts, for God's sake. I can't. So one last thing before we wrap up, and then we'll do a little bit of bonus where we'll talk about something else. Not even sure what yet. We might talk about your beautiful work you do now, which is dead interesting, isn't it?
It's nice. It's nice.
So did you ever feel, so you came back here, what was the first job you got when you returned?
Metro Centre and the whiskey shop. And I shit you not, I applied for fucking 100 jobs. And I know I applied for 100 because I counted them all. And I only got an interview back for there and for the Disney shop.
That is mad, isn't it? Like,
I know.
Do you think they thought you would think you were too good for it?
Yeah.
And did part of you, be honest, when you start after university and you're in a shop in the Metro Centre, did part of you think, I went to Oxford fucking university?
No, not really, which is weird, isn't it? Because, like, I think, like, me, like, I joke it now sometimes, and, like me and Michael were like, walk, because Michael, my housemate, he went to Oxford too. That's how we become friends. And we'd be like walking through Gateshead, and like this little boy who's like 8 will throw a can at him and be like, look at you with your fucking skinny boy shorts. And we'd be like, we used to banquet in medieval halls. Now we're being hate crimed in Bensham. So like, but at that time, no, because I think like a lot of comedians will have like all the confidence, but also I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there's a thing that where you go between thinking you're the best thing in the world and then thinking you're the biggest waste of everybody's time.
And they can exist like simultaneously. Mm. It's weird.
And it's not necessarily good for you, but no, it's there.
Yeah. And I think I was just so keen because I didn't have any money when I moved back. So I think I was just like, get as a job so I can move out. Because I was like, I can't live back with my mum and dad after like moving away.
Yeah, that is hard. I was back with my mum for a couple of weeks at one point. It was low.
Yeah.
It was just suddenly they're like, well, you need to go to bed now. You're not giving us a bedtime. I'm an adult.
My mum will come and like start chatting to us at like 8 a.m. because that's when she gets up, and then she'll get mad because she'll have told us to do the shopping, like sat on the end of the bed while I was asleep.
Yeah.
And be like, how could you not remember, Elaine? How could you not listening to us? Yeah, I was like,
give
I was
us
asleep.
A list of seven things
to do.
Write
and like,
them down.
How have you not texted your Auntie Jean's her birthday? It's disgusting.
I don't love Jean, man.
I'm like, she's not my real auntie, she's your best friend.
She just lives next door. So Elaine, we are going to go now. Join us on patreon.com/feltnout, where you can hear more from the delightful Elaine Robertson. Which, what is your title?
What do you mean?
You know, like BA Ons.
Bonds. Yeah.
Are you a doctor?
I'm a shite.
Do you want to claim to be a doctor of arts? They don't know.
Yeah, sure. I'm a doctor of
Doctor
arts.
Dr. Elaine Robertson, BA Hunts.
B.A. Hunts.
B.S.C. What does that mean?
I don't know.
She's all of these things, man.
I'm clever, right?
Yeah. At art.
But
they're going, what GCSEs did you get, Elaine? Shut up, man.
Shut up. It's not important.
Shut up, man, Oxford. Look at me
I'll
drawing.
I'll slap you with my fucking first class Oxford degree.
It's not all about GCSEs, man. I can draw to a decent standard in the past. What do you fucking want? Goodbye, everyone. Go to Patreon. See you soon.
Love lots you anyway. Of love. Bye.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you. I didn't even say thank you. It was very interesting chat. I enjoyed it.
It was fine.
Well, I did my best.
That was a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.